Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You're invited if you want to join us. As always, the number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
So last night we got in detail, and I'm not going to get into any detail on it tonight. But today was the first day of El Salvador with their Bitcoin as legal tender experiment. We talked about it through the bulk of the show last night. If you missed that, you can go and download the archive over at freetalklive.com. But just a quick update on it. Apparently, the government app, the government's Bitcoin app called Chivo, was shut down early in the day today due to too much demand on the servers.
Really?
So, of course, the government can't make an app that works. It failed. They shut it down.
Well, they paid a third party to do this, right?
They did. Yeah. So it still didn't work. And so that's the status there. However, some people were able to pay with Bitcoin at big corporate places like McDonald's and Starbucks. So it seems like the corporate so-called citizens, the big companies, have indeed onboarded with Bitcoin acceptance. So that's kind of interesting. There's not a lot of detail on the Chivo app yet. There was one video I saw online of a guy going through the sign-up process. The first step was he had to take a picture of himself. So it's a total know your customer KYC process, and then the app froze for some lengthy period of time. So let's just say it's been a bit of a bumpy road to getting off the ground down there in El Salvador. So
yeah, regardless of how this works, look for more local governments and big governments to pick up on this.
Yeah, and that's certainly the possibility. We're definitely going to keep our eye on this as it continues to develop. Something else we've been keeping our eyes on here because, well, I think it bodes very poorly for the rest of the planet is what's happening to the people of Australia and New Zealand. Most of the news is coming out of Australia with the total lockdowns in places like Sydney, the New South Wales state there, and then also Victoria. There's some pretty heavy restrictions there as well. We mentioned on this show within the last 2 weeks, we talked about a area in Australia, and I forget where it was. It's called Wellcamp, which is actually the name of the town, apparently. So they didn't name it purposefully because they were going to build a quarantine facility there named Well Camp. But that's...
just turned out to work in their favor.
Yeah, you can't write these things.
Like that.
Yeah, but that is where they're building what's intended to be a 1,000-bed quarantine facility. It'll be located right next to the airport, the Well Camp Airport.
And so, as it turns out, they've already have one up and running.
More than one, apparently. So according to various different posts this week, videos started to come out. And one of them is called the Howard Springs Quarantine Facility in Australia. According to what I've read, and there are, by the way, reviews for this on Google. You know how you can review like a restaurant or a business or whatever? This does have reviews on it.
Now, these are leaked videos or just...
Well, apparently, you know, they have to act like this isn't really, you know, jail. So,
like this isn't really Nazi Germany.
Yeah, so they have to allow you to have a video camera in there at this point.
Right.
That could change in the future. But for now, the people that are being kept in these camps are able to have a phone with them. So we do get to see what the conditions are like. And there's two videos in particular that I have here that one of them I cannot play. Because it is just too profane. There's too many. It would take me a while to actually have to go in and edit out or bleep over all of the profanity in it. That one takes place in a hotel. Because remember, the reason why they're building these facilities, these outdoor sort of pods with individual housing units, basically.
Right.
Their reason for spending God knows how much taxpayer money to build these facilities around Australia is because, well, the hotels are too dangerous because we can't have these potentially infected people who are in quarantine walking down the same hallways.
Yeah, not to mention they're all over the place, whereas their camp, their wellness camp, or whatever they want to call it. It's right there where it can be easily monitored, and you can have your gate guards, and you can have your hallway patrol making sure that people are where they're supposed to be. This is sickening.
It is pretty sickening, and I wish I could play this audio. One of them is like a 5-minute long clip of a guy inside a hotel room all by himself, and he is just, he's recording himself listening through his hotel room door to what is going on in the hallway. So it's actually what's happening outside of his door that's the most interesting part of the video, where there's a woman shrieking and yelling as what sounds like at least two cops are threatening her and telling her they're going to gas her if she does not go back in her room. So she had come out of her room for some reason, and they detected it. Probably got cameras in the hallways, and you know they're watching or whatever. And they come up on her, and they go back and forth for some amount of time. Then the video it will play is of a guy that's waiting to get his food rations for the day. But first, let's play the propaganda piece. This is from one of the news, quote unquote, news organizations there in Ohio, in Australia.
Howard Springs near Darwin is held up as the gold standard of quarantine. Separate cabins, on-site testing, catering.
So, Cyprian, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, used to be known as Vin Armani, made the comment that it's funny that they call this catering when it looks like any other jail kitchen.
Oh, yeah, or school cafeteria.
Yeah.
Also jail.
Right. So, anyway, going on.
And so far, no known breaches. But the Queensland government reckons it can do better.
This is... No known breaches. Does that mean breach of quarantine? It must mean breach of quarantine, right? People being able to escape the facility? People getting somebody else infected?
Except for that one guy got in the elevator and took off that one time. And
well, he wasn't in a quarantine facility. He was just in his own home or whatever.
Well, I'm thinking he was supposed to go to quarantine. Probably. This is where they eventually found him, and he didn't know what was up.
They found him at a quarantine facility?
Where he was, I think he was supposed to go quarantine himself in one of these hotels.
Uh-huh.
Took off. They caught him in the, you know, on the cameras, right. in the elevator there, and then that's all we heard about for a whole week until they finally caught him.
Yeah, and then, by the way, when they caught him, it was like a phalanx of police and these, you know, health quote unquote people with.
Well, it's like straight out of a movie where the outbreak. Exactly, where there's something absolutely seriously going to kill the entire population, and it's being carried by some dumb. You know, dummy.
Yeah, this looks like a trailer park, by the way. When you look at this place, it's kind of like that. It's got that manufactured housing look to it. And let's go on here with a puff piece.
It's going to be a great boost for our defense against the Delta virus.
State Cabinet has signed.
By the way, Biden has announced that on Thursday he's going to be giving a 6-point plan to combat the Delta variant here in the United States.
Well, you know, there's two new variants now.
Mu.
The Mu, and I can't remember what the other one was. I don't think they've given it a neat, crafty name.
Oh, yeah. Drudge Report has a top headline right now saying Mu is in 49 states already.
So silly.
Yeah.
Signed off on the WellCamp facility, first proposed 7 months ago. Businessman John Wagner will build it next door to his airport.
We will have the first 500 beds operational before Christmas.
The state government will lease it and run it. The cost to taxpayers is being kept under wraps.
So this guy is, this is cronyism. Crazy cronyism where this guy's got an airport set up already. Yeah. He's already making bank. And he probably said, hey, I know that you need this. I got all this land. You can lease it from me from then on out.
For God knows how much money.
It's just selling a soul, man.
Let's go on.
What fantastic value it will be if we can avoid just one lockdown.
See, this is the pitch. Is, hey.
All of the 99%, 99.9% of you are going to get locked down unless you allow us to build these camps where we can take your lepers and we can haul them off to these locations and... keep you all safe. I mean, it's worth it, right?
How much do
you... Give me the money.
Right. That's the pitch right now. That's the pitch, what they're saying to people. So, it's all worth it. We'll build the camps. We could just avoid one lockdown. But what if they decide they need to lock down anyway? Oh, shoot. You know, the camps, they're just not effective enough. We still have people out there that are not voluntarily reporting to the camps. We can't find them all, so therefore it's too dangerous. We just have to go back on lockdown.
We have to build more camps and bigger ones at that.
The number here is 603-283-6160. And they're also talking about denying medical care to the unvaccinated people there in Australia. They're talking about two different societies, two different economies, serious restrictions.
Two different bubblers.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Australian quarantine camps. This isn't just an idea. This isn't just something.
This isn't just Australia.
Yeah, it's not just Australia. It will be likely coming to you at some point.
If, in fact, these camps, maybe FEMA camps here in the States, don't already exist. I know that's a big Alex Jones meme right there, but you know that they've put these things aside for just such a situation, and I think they've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah, whether they've been planning it for a long time or not, they're happening. I mean, they're definitely happening in Australia, and we've got video of the... Well, first of all, what we're playing for you is sort of the puff piece, the government... approved media piece promoting this is like, oh, look, it's got catering. Oh, it's just so nicely. Everybody gets their own little room and they're outdoors and blah, blah, blah. Well, what's it really like? We'll share a little bit of the inside for you here in just a moment, but we're going to continue with that. Plus, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin had a big drop in price overnight. It went from like 52,000 and change last night when we were on the show. I think it's like 46 now.
Mm-hmm.
So it had almost an $8,000 or a $6,000 plus drop. I think it was like 44 or 45 earlier, and it kind of came back.
Did some whale move some stuff around?
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. So go to Bitcoin.com, learn about it. Might be a good time to consider jumping into it. Remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You never know what the price is going to do in the future, but over the last 12 years, the price of Bitcoin has done very, very well overall. But you can learn more, get the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can also get the latest news headlines on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about the camp that is to be built in a place called Wellcamp in Australia, right next to an airport. The man who owns the airport is also going to build this quarantine facility, which by the end of this year will have 500 beds, and sometime next year is expected to double that, to have 1,000 beds. We are not being told what this is going to cost. That is being kept under wraps. But the entrepreneur, if you will, the politically connected person who is going to be making buku bucks off of this, he's going to lease it out to the Australian government. But it's not just some sort of concept. They already have camps, and one of them is called the Howard. Let me see if I can get the actual name of it for you.
Howard Springs
Quarantine Facility, and it looks absolutely massive.
Northern Territory Center for National Resilience.
Is that what they're calling it?
This might be another camp, actually.
There's more than one of them. It's just the Howard camp's just been getting some attention this week. So let me go back to this piece here from one of the news agencies there in Australia.
The government's previously rejected the plan on grounds it's too far from a tertiary hospital. But the Deputy Premier's declared it...
the perfect location.
Still, some old sticking points remain. Like, will international flights to Wellcamp be approved?
Well, we hope so. So we'll be continuing those discussions with the federal government. But we can bus people from Brisbane up here if we have to.
Yeah, of course, I guess that does make sense that it's right next to the airport. So that you know, people are getting off the plane, they're failing their tests, so are they...
They'll walk them right on over there.
Are they trying to get back on the plane to get out of this hellhole, and their three-day test comes back? And they get stopped at, could you imagine that? So you're there with your family, you know, you get your wife, husband, kid maybe, and one of them failed their test, and they get pulled out of line. It's like, ma'am, sir, you can't, you just failed your test. We can't let you on this plane. You've got to come with us and get on this bus.
By the way, Wellcamp is just a crappy little town, apparently, right outside of a larger area known as Toowoomba, in the Darling Downs regions of Queensland, Australia. So Toowoomba itself looks like a population of, it's decently sized, 134,000. But Wellcamp is like, I guess that's where the airport is, and it's sort of on the outskirts, basically. So whoever this guy is that built this airport, he's thinking this is going to be more money for him. And he's right. I mean, he's got the deal. The deal's been signed. They're going to build this thing. So let's go to a video from what I believe is it. It sure looks like the inside of this particular camp. There's a man who is out on one of the porches of one of these manufactured homes, and it's got the same houses in a row kind of look to them. And I'm going to play this here, and Conan, you haven't seen this yet. This is a little peek inside what life is like.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Looking at pictures. This is the Howard Springs camp,
yeah,
right?
Howard Springs, yep. I believe, is where this is. So here we go. So he's panning around with the camera, and you can see it again. Looks like you're in like a trailer park.
Looks like a nice retirement trailer park community. In Florida.
Yeah, was what I was thinking. And there's people sitting out on their porches. Everybody's got masks on, mm-hmm. alone on their porches.
Now, and by the way, let me add to that. It looks like a nice retirement center, mm-hmm. a community in Florida. But it also looks like the damn shacks in The Great Escape. You know, the only thing that's missing is barbed wire fences
It wouldn't surprise me if there's a fence around this facility.
Well, I'm thinking if that existed, he would have gotten some good footage of that, because that would have just been.
He can't leave his front porch.
Mm.
Let me go on with this video.
We're just waiting patiently to be fed. It's like when you shake the bag of dog, the dog treats, and the dogs come running. We're all just outside waiting.
Yeah, so that sounds like jail to me.
Yes.
I've been in jail for civil disobedience. I was in jail for a couple months this year after being arrested for a ridiculous case against me and some of our other co-hosts by the federal government called the Crypto Six, which you can learn about at thecrypto6.com. And I know what it's like in jail. Like,
sucks. There's
you
nothing,
look
there's
forward
nothing to, do.
To this. This is what you look forward to is, okay.
Food. Something to do.
Food's coming. Oh, the cart's here. Let's watch the cart come in and, you know, watch the guy take the food off of the cart. So that's what they're waiting on. So food come out.
He's just had the cops come around and tell this woman I'm staying over here as well. Because there was about 5 seconds in between her taking a sip of her cup of tea. And she took her face mask down. Cops came around literally on the dot and just pulled her up for it. And she said, well, I'm drinking my tea. And they said, well, not right now. You're not putting your face mask on.
Let's make it clear. This woman's on her porch where there's literally no one within, not 6 feet, but at least probably 20 feet.
Yep.
Away from her. Outdoors, sitting there trying to drink a cup of tea.
And you've got these bully hallway monitors running around just being bosses.
Yep. That's like jail. Yeah. It's like jail. In jail, they demand that you wear a mask. Now, I did not. I was the only.
And you were in quarantine
prisoner.
The whole time.
Yeah, when they quarantined me the entire time, 23-hour-a-day lockdown.
Holy
for that.
Crap.
Every other inmate there was wearing a mask. And if that mask came down, the more petty officers would say things like, oh, fix your mask, blow your nose or whatever, fix your mask. So it's the same kind of crap. This is jail. This is an outdoor jail where you get the ability to have your cell phone. Now, the video I cannot play for you because it's just full of profanity, but Conan, you heard me playing some of it during the break.
It's laced.
There's profanity from a person who's outside of a hotel room door. They're in one of the hotel quarantine facilities where they don't have one of these camps yet.
Being accosted by the bullies.
Where the cops are telling them, go back in your room or we're going to gas you. And the screaming, the profanity, the yelling, it sounds just like jail to me. And you know why this happens? Because people freak out when they are held against their will all alone for 23 hours a day.
Humans.
That's what's happening.
Humans.
We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. the Biden administration's COVID-19 data director tweeting just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News. Two more Hurricane Ida-related deaths are being reported in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying both happened just north of New Orleans, with one happening after an elderly man fell from a roof. He was trying to fix the home, which was damaged by the storm. There have been 15 deaths in the state from Ida, which hit August 29th. The Secretary of State is spending some time in the Middle East. Next week, he'll be testifying before the Senate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th. The first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. We're doing a little bit of comparison on some of the video that has come out from the Australian quarantine facilities. On, is this jail? Because it sure does seem like...
Sure sounds like
jail. And I've been in jail, so I can say this not only looks like jail, and it sounds like jail. It's just a little bit nicer. You get the hotel room in some cases. Now, they are building specific camps in parts of Australia, so they're going to be moving away from the whole hotel situation. So I suspect the camps aren't going to be quite as posh as the hotel room stays.
And, I think they're paying for this. This isn't...
The taxpayers sure are.
Well, no. Well, these travelers.
Oh, you think so?
Instead of staying in a hotel, they've mm-hmm. chosen to stay in these facilities.
I don't think they get a choice.
At the moment. Well, they have to quarantine somewhere.
Yeah,
and this is an option.
Aren't the government taxpayers footing the cost?
And the other thing I found out, too, is that as far as the Howard Springs camp is concerned, it mm-hmm. was, in fact, a workers' camp. It supposedly was able to house 3,500 workers.
Oh, wow.
Who were probably building the airport.
Which, that answers one of my questions about it that I hadn't mentioned out loud, which was looking at the footage of the Howard Springs quarantine camp. The units are connected.
Right.
Like they share porches, essentially. And the one they're talking about building in Toowoomba, in Australia, is supposed to have separated housing, meaning that each unit is completely separate from the other. So that explains why they're connected there.
I'm sure that the taxpayers are paying for the electricity and the food, the soggy sandwiches that this person's talking about.
And they're paying the hotel. I believe they're paying the hotels, meaning the government is paying the hotels
I know in Canada when you self quarantine, you were paying for your
really?
For those. For the lodgings. It
wow.
was you.
Wow. That's insane.
Of course it is. Especially when you're, not sick.
It's not okay.
If you're sick, you're going to the hospital. These people aren't sick.
Let's just
keep reminding everyone out there. These people are quarantined because they've been told to do so, or hefty fines.
Well, the man in the video that I cannot play for you because it's too profane says he, according to vidmax.com where this has been posted, and I did just post the link on our social media, so if you want to see it, it's over 5 minutes of a guy kind of listening in through his hotel room door as to the commotion going on in the hallway where another prisoner or an inmate is being threatened by the guards over leaving their hotel room without permission. The man who is in the video claims he's unvaccinated. He's vaccinated and has tested negative 9 times, yet he is still stuck inside the prison camp.
Not good enough.
He says the guy who's screaming and yelling at the guards out in the hallway, who then the guards are threatening, and this guy ends up banging on the door. I presume he goes back into his hotel room and proceeds to bang on the hotel room door. He says this guy has been yelling about how he's supposed to get out, and he hasn't gotten out. And now he's worried, the guy's recording the video, he's worried that he's not going to be able to get out when they say that he's going to get out. And that's his typical jail kind of stuff. Like, it's not uncommon to be in jail with a guy who thinks he's about to get out, and then he doesn't get out.
Dude, listen to this. On arrival, I was given a baggage cart in direction to my dunga. After I digested the rules, I read a welcome booklet with gems such as tips. Instead of looking at this quarantine as prison, try seeing it as a time to get to know yourself again. Reflection, media detox, and so on. That's just some straight newspeak right there.
Well, that is the best way to handle it, honestly. It's pretty good.
Actually, you did something similar. I'm thinking when you...
The spiritual retreat.
What was it, 69 days?
I was there for this year. I was there for 69 days.
How did you handle it? Because, obviously, you're not a raving lunatic like the person on the other side of that door is that we're listening to.
Yeah, well, I've been to jail before, but I didn't behave that way when I was in jail previously because I went in with the intention to have as positive an experience as I possibly could. And do some of the things they were talking about there, reflect and meditate.
Detox.
And spend time and, read. And I got a lot of books that I was able to read thanks to some folks who sent them to me. So thank you everybody that sent in books and or letters. And it helps. It helps to have people who are on the outside. But I don't mind some alone time, right? Like, it doesn't bother me if I'm not out cavorting with the other prisoners in day camp or whatever, or the population.
So I'm like co-host Nobody, who's probably feeds on, that type of interaction with other human beings.
So, and I can do that too. I mean, that's what I did the first time I was in jail. I was in population when I was in jail for civil disobedience a decade ago here. But again, still a time where I wanted to go and read books and spend time doing that. I don't get much time to read on the outside. But speaking of the rules... there's a excerpt here that Dr. Bitcoin MD posted about the Australian quarantine. Face masks, physical distancing, and rooms. So this is like a page from their rules. By the way, when you go to jail, they give you the rule book, and you have to agree to the rule book. And then if you violate the rule book, then there's punishments. So there's punishments here, too, if you violate their rules. But Chief Health Officer Direction 55 sets out what a person must do when in quarantine at the Center for National Resilience and at Alice Springs Quarantine Facility. Now, didn't you say the Howard one was called the Center for National Resilience, or was that a different one?
I'm thinking this is Howard Springs.
So this is for both of them. So apparently there's one at Alice Springs, and then there's the Center for National Resilience, which is Howard Springs. The direction... is law. The direction is law. Every person in quarantine must do what the direction says. If a person does not follow the direction, and direction is capitalized, it's a pronoun, the Northern Territory Police may issue an infringement notice with a financial penalty. This direction works to prevent transmission of COVID-19 between residents in quarantine, thereby keeping all residents, all staff, and our community safe. If COVID-19 is spread between residents because people do not following this direction, affected residents will be required to remain in quarantine beyond 14 days.
Yep.
So all they have to do is just say that you didn't follow the rules. And what, do you get to appeal that to a judge? Hell no, you don't. It's the administrator, right? Whoever the warden is of this jail determines whether, oh, you didn't keep your mask on your front porch, so therefore you're going to be here another 5 days. Punishment is being dished out in more quarantine time. A person in quarantine must, and here's a bulleted point list, stay in the person's allocated room, including on any veranda space allocated to the room, unless permitted by an authorized officer. And when not in their room or on their veranda, residents must take all reasonable measures to stay at least 1.5 meters away from any other person in the quarantine facility except for the person's spouse, de facto partner, child, or parent. Another point, wear a mask when outside their room unless an authorized officer permits the person to remove the face mask, just like in jail. Comply with any directions given by an authorized officer to avoid people congregating in a quarantine zone. And finally, must not leave the quarantine zone in which the person's allocated room is located unless the person is escorted by an authorized officer, except in an emergency. You are not able to share or hand over physical objects to residents who are not your family members. COVID-19 lives on surfaces, even though that was a claim a year ago and I believe that was disproven, if I recall correctly, but that was one of the fear factors about it. You must not give items, toys, food, activities, or play games like cards with people outside of your family. One of the complaints of the guy screaming outside the hotel room in the video we can't play for you because of the profanity is complaining to the officers that he doesn't even have a crossword. So this man has no way of passing the time to his liking. And so he's literally going crazy in there.
This is the humans are not meant to be kept like this. It doesn't make any sense that they think they can get away with this.
But it's okay. It's for your own good.
Yeah, well,
it's for your safety.
As long as 99.9% of the population say that it's okay.
Quarantine facility staff finally will remind you about wearing your mask, staying on your veranda, and physically distancing through information in your resident booklet by sending you SMS reminder texts and verbally in person if we see you are not following the direction. So that's just one page, an excerpt from the various different rules that you will have to follow when
rule 55.
When in, you've got to follow the direction. Direction 55. The number here, if you want to join us. Hey, it's got 3.6 out of 5 stars on Google, so
that's horrible.
Must be good.
One star, right. People. Get on there right now. One star.
603-283-6160. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate
eliminate fireplace smoke problems and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're reading and sharing with you and playing audio from Australian quarantine camps. I mean jail. Slightly nicer jail, apparently. They were holding people in hotels, but now they also have camps. And I say now, we've just now found out about them. But they've been around, apparently. One of them was a disused construction worker's hostel outside Darwin, Australia, in a place called Howard Springs, which is now being converted to a quarantine camp. They're building another facility outside of Toowoomba in a place called Well Camp. Mm-hmm. And that apparently was the name of it before they decided to build a quarantine facility there. So that's happening. And one of the things that we were confused about earlier was I thought for sure taxpayers were footing the bill for this. I mean,
they are a little bit. They're probably helping out.
They're leasing the facilities or building or whatever these facilities. But I thought if they're going to mandate that, if the government tells you, you have to go here and do this thing, you'd figure they were going to pay, you know, that at least the government would cover the cost of it. But no.
No, these travelers are paying for it.
The individual has to pay for their own quarantine costs.
This from the actual Northern Territory government page.
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory supervised quarantine. International and interstate travelers from designated hotspots, wherever those might be, who are eligible to enter the Northern Territory are required by law to undertake 14 days of quarantine in supervised accommodation under the Public and Environmental Health Act of 2011. The accommodation is determined by the Northern Territory government, and these two camps, the Center for National Resilience in Howard Springs, Darwin, and the Alice Springs Quarantine Facility in Alice Springs. Individuals entering into mandatory supervised quarantine in the Northern Territory will be charged a rate of $2,500 per person or $5,000 for a family of two or more people for 14 days of quarantine. And I'm guessing if you fail their silly COVID test by at the end of those 14 days and you have to stay for another 10 days, I'm thinking you'd be charged accordingly. Any person found breaching quarantine regulations will be liable for fines. And, yeah, the article I was reading from a lady from Moscow, she says that it was comparable. And she just decided to stay in the center.
So they gave her the choice. You can go stay in this hotel or stay here.
Stay in a hotel and probably get charged up to, you know what, mm-hmm. because of the charge, the cost of things these days, or stay in this nice government facility.
Oh,
and
my God.
But no alcohol, no restaurant deliveries.
Oh,
no electrical appliances. No going outside and talking to people. Just stay on your stoop with your mask on
for 14 days.
14 days,
unless you screw up, in which case it could be longer.
Unless you screw up, as in either try to leave like some people do,
or take your mask off,
or
on
take
the front
your mask
porch.
Off, and or fail the stupid test, which happens.
And they come around. There's actually a detailed piece written by Robin Dixon over at the Washington Post. This was written back in May, taking place in Howard Springs. She writes, in Australia's northern quarantine camp, a disused construction workers' hostel outside Darwin, the rooms are basic and the food is, well, institutional. But the fresh air, eucalyptus trees, blue skies, and wind on your skin are sources of joy. Hey, look.
That's nice.
You got to get it where you can
yes.
when you're in jail.
Except now you can't sunbathe anymore because people are getting out there who aren't aware of the Australian sun.
Oh.
And they're sunburning themselves. Oh, yeah. So they have outlawed sunbathing.
Oh, my God. Native green parrots chirp as they swoop by. Geckos cling to the veranda ceiling. The blinding sun reminds you that you're home. Reaching Australia is difficult during the coronavirus pandemic, and for many can take months. People at the Howard Springs camp, though, feel lucky.
Oh.
Few complain about the rubbery pillows, uncomfortable beds, limited furnishings, or soggy sandwiches in a center that politicians call the gold standard.
Of course they do.
To endure 14 days of quarantine, she says she ordered treats from the local supermarket, a jar of Vegemite, the ultimate childhood comfort food for Australians, and a pack of Vitawheats, the tooth-jarring crackers that Australians use to administer the black, salty breakfast spread. She says she also acquired a bitter Australian tea to make a strong, dark brew. Getting here from Moscow, maybe the same person.
It is.
Took 4 days, including three in a special pre-flight quarantine in a Frankfurt Airport hotel to take a coronavirus test from the center approved by Qantas, which is the Australian airline that she went on. The sprawling fenced.
Yeah, but one lady did climb over top of it, so it was not. They haven't decided to put the razor wire up
somebody
there yet.
Somebody climbed over. That's going to be their excuse. Once housed 3,500 construction workers in squat prefab units that Australians call dongas. They have gray linoleum floors and walls, harsh fluorescent lighting, battered Venetian blinds, and fire engine red furniture. The feeling is part trailer camp, part hospital, part prison. Teams wearing personal protective gear and wheeling carts deliver food once a day at about 5 p.m. and leave it on the baking veranda step, although they might forget about you, it says here.
Yes.
Nurses wrap sharply on. I mean, at least in jail, you get food three times a day.
Yeah.
And there's usually a guard that you can bang on the door and, get their attention once an hour when they walk around doing their checks to make sure you're not dead in there. Nurses wrap sharply on the door for random early morning temperature checks. That also happened in jail.
Every day?
And it wasn't random. It was almost every single day. There were some days where they skipped it for whatever reason, but almost every day there was a guard walking around with a nurse, knocking on every single door and holding one of those forehead temperature mm-hmm. guns to your head, which is really disturbing when it's actually the guard himself. You swing open the door. They swing open the door, and there's a guard pointing a gun right at your head, wearing a badge and everything. It's very strange. Police and soldiers are on patrol, occasionally shouting at people to put on masks. And there's a 39-page booklet of rules and procedures. So we read one page mm-hmm. to you earlier. All of this for the price of a good hotel room. Now, I suspect the rules are similar at the hotels, right? Like, if they're using hotels to quarantine people, then they must have agents positioned in the hotels. Like the hotel video that we had men in the hallways threatening people.
Right.
So clearly there's government agents in the hotels that they're using as these locations.
I guess my only question now is, why didn't this lady decide to stay in the hotel? Are there none available? Are there no rooms available?
That's
or was
question.
Or was the price
a little bit higher?
A little bit higher, and she decided to save some bucks.
The rules are detailed. No alcohol. No care packages, no restaurant deliveries, no balls, no sunbathing, no metal silverware, no scissors or sharp implements, no cooking. You know why there's no scissors allowed?
You don't kill yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly why. No cooking in the kettle, no putting food waste into the hand basin. Who does that anyway, she says. No electrical appliances, no stepping off your balcony except for garbage disposal and 3 allotted weekly laundry spots. No, that's just like jail.
This is all jail.
Just like jail. No skateboards or inline skates. No swimming or playing in the drains when it rains. No noise after 9:30 p.m. Bags are searched and people can be fined if they don't wear masks outside. Supermarket orders, however,
she got her Vegemite.
Are allowed. So that's one difference. You can order from the local supermarket.
Well, in jail, don't they have a commissary thing?
They do. That's true. They do have commissary.
But everything's like 5-6 times what you.
No, actually, it's some cases not bad at all.
Hmm.
I was surprised. I figured they would try to rake you over the coals on the.
They just
on
do
the
that
commissary.
With the, they do that with the telephone calls.
Just the phone calls.
Yeah. That's where they get you.
To be fair, there have been some lapses, she says, including an incident in October the local media called a rave when a couple dozen people turned up the music and danced and partied, mostly without masks or social distancing.
Uh-oh.
I wonder how long they were had their stays extended for that. There was a 33-year-old woman who packed her bags, walked to the fence, threw her luggage over, climbed the barrier, and walked away as stunned people filmed her on their cell phones. She was caught 15 minutes later by police and fined nearly $4,000. What happens if you don't pay the fines?
Good question.
In Australia.
Good question. More jail time. Oh, actually, they take you from the quarantine center to the actual jail, which is probably just around the corner.
And what happens if you can't afford the quarantine? Do you then just go straight to jail? Is like, what happens if you come to Australia and you're like, oh, whoops, I didn't think I'd need another $2,000 just to come home to my family?
I'm assuming these travelers know what's coming. And so they know ahead
they
of time
must,
to,
yeah.
to be prepared to do this. I'm assuming they know. And they're not fighting it. They're just saying, well, $2,500. It's just part of me having to travel for business or see my dying mom on the other side of the globe.
She talks a little bit more about like getting her ticket from the airline and flying in. She says they landed at a military airbase where just a few passengers at a time were allowed to disembark. It was 2 hours before I entered the small airport building with its batteries of hand sanitizer and staff in protective gear. We had our temperatures taken and waited an hour in a bus before a horse staff member explained the rules. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on quarantine camp. Could this be coming to a city or town near you?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.